prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday. We generally do the Blueprint Power Hour, but Rob Regish is suffering from rhabdo again. He just trains way too friggin' hard. And as a result, he could not do the show today because he had to attend a doctor's visit. We're all thinking of him and hoping that he recovers quickly. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Matha. Dan was on the show not too long ago. A lot of you emailed me saying that he got you fired up. So the first hour is going to be the Matha Motivation Hour. Then we're going to change it up. During the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Federico Bozzetti to talk about moving towards a cancer-specific diet. Diet plays a large role in the development of cancer. It should play a role in the treatment of cancer. And we're going to be talking about a specific types of diet that lend themselves to helping people who are suffering from cancer. Of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from the folks over at All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about that by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the banner ads. So I'm in the studio with Dan Matha. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, I'm doing great.
So somebody said that you should bring a Madden today, and
I saw that.
Yeah. So what did he say? Your finisher?
My finisher. We might want to. I don't know if we want to start the show with that.
No. But anyway, something else that I didn't know about you until today, and we talked about it before the show began today, is that you did wrestle. So this idea that you're going from playing professional football to becoming a professional wrestler is something that's been in your background anyway. You wrestled in high school, you said?
Yeah, I wrestled my senior year of high school. And to be honest with you, I hate saying regrets because I try not to have any. I don't really look at things like that. But if I was to have one, it would be that I didn't wrestle sooner because, one, I fell in love with it. And two, just the way it really helped develop my body, my coordination, my motor patterns, all of those things. It was so great for me, and it just helped me athletically just explode. The idea of wrestling has been something that's festered in the back of my mind for a very long time.
How tall were you in the senior year of high school?
I was almost as tall as I am now. I was maybe 6'6", 6'5". I didn't really grow too much after my senior year. I mean, I was, like I said, 6'6". I'm 6'7" now officially. I hit all my big growth spurts and from between fifth grade and middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was in eighth grade, I was 6'4".
Right. And so did that give you a distinct advantage in wrestling, or is it harder because you're bigger?
Most people would say probably a disadvantage because you're so long. You have so much area to mm-hmm. be, kind of
responsible
shot.
For, right?
Right. You know, a lot of times, my biggest thing was learning, to defend the shot. You know, people are shooting on me, single legs, double legs, trying to snag a leg. And once usually someone snags a leg, you know, they're taking you down and you're fighting, fighting for your life at that point. So my biggest thing, you know, I was so much stronger than everybody. I was a good athlete and I had spurts here and there of athletic ability, but it was inconsistent. But the one thing that I've always had is just brute force,
right,
and aggression. So I use that to my advantage. But I just learned how to sprawl, and then I just would just set the pace. I would just be extremely physical because I only wrestled 1 year. So my experience level and knowledge of wrestling was so little compared to guys that had been wrestling since they were 5 years old.
Right.
And so I would just try, one, intimidate people. You know, use that to my advantage because in high school, guys see me and they're like, oh, this guy's huge, because I was huge in high school. And then so I would use that to my advantage, and then I would just never let up on people. So I would either just grind people out physically, or I'd get caught with some, you know, crazy cross knee pick and just end up, you know, not knowing how I lost and
right.
being pissed off.
Right. So, but did you dominate your senior year when you wrestled?
I went 10-4. And I was
I'm an idiot. So that means out of 10?
Out of 14 matches, I won 10 of them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's all right. I see. We had a kid who was ranked 17th in the state of Pennsylvania, which Pennsylvania, most people would argue, is the greatest high school wrestling state.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, a lot of times, like any all-star tournaments, it's like Pennsylvania versus the nation.
Wow.
You know, a lot of the best wrestlers have
come
out of
PA. So that means that you were wrestling some of the best individuals in the country in that level.
Yeah, the first tournament I started in Pennsylvania, there was 22 heavyweights and 20 of them were ranked.
Wow. This was your first year in wrestling.
Yeah, and I was like the 21st seed. But it was great because I finished like fifth in that tournament or fourth or something like that. So, but yeah, so there was a lot of talent, which, you know, it was great. It helped me. I learned a lot about myself because I went from football where I just dominated everybody
right.
all the time to a sport where I had to really I struggled,
right.
you know, and it really made me, you know, one, it your confidence was definitely challenged.
Right.
And for me, like, confidence is everything. I'm a very confident guy, borderline, you know, some people say I'm cocky. I don't think I'm cocky. I'm just extremely confident and I believe in myself.
Right.
So sometimes it may come across that I'm cocky, but, confidence is probably one of my biggest attributes. So at that time in my life, you know, it was very challenging.
Right.
So, but, you know, it was great for a multitude of reasons, and that being one.
Which leads us to the discussion today. So one of the things that I've learned about you is that you're not only highly motivated, but your ability to motivate other people just by being around them is amazing. It's almost infectious. It's you're so energized, animated, and full of energy that you can't help but like affect other people. Have you been told that before?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really like charisma. I said that in a post about you. You're very charismatic. Charisma is like an energy. It's like it infects other people. It makes them want to, like, when I see you at the gym and we talk, my next set is always better because you get me jazzed up,
right.
you know? So have people told you that before?
Well, see, I've always been the guy on my team that's always been, I always give the motivation speech. I'm always.
Really?
Yeah. I was always the guy that, and I was really shy when I first, you know, at one point in my life, believe it or not. And when I got into football, I was still shy, but there was something in me that was just like, you got to be the guy that gets everybody going.
Right.
And I finally kind of started building confidence once I started getting better at the sport, and I would be the guy that kind of took charge because nobody else was. And I was like, even though I was like kind of shy and afraid of the moment, it was like, if no one else does, like, if I don't do it, who's gonna?
Yeah, right.
So
it was almost like a responsibility.
Right. And I was just like, well, let's do it. And if you're going to do it, for me, I don't believe in doing anything kind of, sort of.
Right.
If you're going to do something, you do it to the best of your ability. You give everything you have. So, you know, that's no different when it comes to a motivational speech. Like, you know, get the guys fired up and, you know, based on a circumstance, your team, your guys, the team you're playing, what your record is, and maybe some things that people have been saying in the newspaper, you know, use a couple of those things in your speech. And the next thing you know, you just let, I would never plan anything.
So for you, it just flows.
Yeah, I'm a good ad lib guy.
Yeah. Okay. So, but motivation doesn't work unless you've earned the right to motivate. I mean, you could take somebody who can stand up and articulate an idea, but no one's going to follow you into battle unless they feel that you are a leader. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So you've took the responsibility on yourself to motivate the team, the reality is, it wouldn't have mattered unless they didn't see you as a leader.
Well, you have to practice what you preach. So if you're going to be that guy, if you're going to be the guy that stands up and takes charge and demands things of people, because it wasn't just like game day came and here I am taking charge, rah, rah, rah. It was every day, Monday through Friday, I'm the first guy in the gym. I'm the last guy out. I'm the guy working harder than everybody and demanding that from everybody. And when you do that, that's great because you want guys like that on your team. But then a huge responsibility and pressure is bestowed upon you because now all eyes are on you. And people are waiting for you to take a day off, to slack emotionally and energetically. And you can never do that because if you do that, then other people's minds, then you're not the guy. And I say this all the time to a couple of my friends, but everybody wants to be the man until they have to be the man.
Right. Because it's a big responsibility.
Right, right. It's the idea of being the man is more romantic than actually being the man.
Now, that has translated into wrestling because I just from conversations, I know that you don't have much of an ego. Now, this is why I say you're not cocky because you're willing to do whatever job needs to be done. It's not like, oh, no, no, that's beneath me. I've earned my right not to have to do that. You go do that. You do any job that needs to be done in order to support the group, the team. And so you don't have much of an ego, do you?
Yeah, it's weird. I do and I don't. I know when to check it. Like starting off at Ohio Valley Wrestling, right? So I was an All-American. I was a highly touted recruit out of high school, top 25 ESPN player. You know, I had my, spurts in the, in the professional.
Yeah, you're
league.
The guy we read about. You're the right. guy we see on TV, right? You're playing for you're playing NFL, football. This is like the top half a percent of all the 1%ers that make it as far as you made.
Right. And, like Wednesdays, I go and I help tape the shows. I'll after the show, I'm sweeping, I'll help set up the ring, do things like that. And I mean, it's not something I like to do. I mean, who likes sweeping?
Right.
Nobody likes to sweep.
But somebody's got to do it,
but,
right?
You know what I mean? I'm a new guy. I got to pay my way. Everybody's got to do it. And if that's, if that's what's helping out, then I like to be a team guy. I like my individuality. I respect my individuality and I'm all about it. But at the same time, you got to come together with a group of guys for the better good of the
organization.
Cause.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I would say I understand. So you have the ability to check your ego. When your ego starts to get in the way of the team.
Yeah. Yeah. And wrestling is, don't get me wrong, it's an individual sport. And it's all about you to an extent. But at the same time, there's an organization at play that's helping promote you as much as you're promoting yourself. So you need to give back. And I truly believe that you get back what you put in.
Right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that you do personally to help not only keep you motivated, but help motivate other individuals that are on your team. We're talking right now with Dan Matha. This is the Matha Motivation Hour. Stay tuned. I promise, when this show is over, you will be jazzed.
Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Make the Motivation Hour. So, what do you find not only works for you, but allows you to convey motivational messages to people and really help drive them? Because motivation is critical in order to be consistent with whatever it is, whatever your discipline is. You have to be motivated. What do you like to use as a motivational tool?
The thing that I've learned from being in leadership positions over the span of my life is everybody's different. And a way to address one person is not the same way to address another. Now, in a team atmosphere, when you're addressing everybody, plain and simple, passion, emotion, and convey it through your, you know, we were talking about communication and how communication is 80% nonverbal. So if I'm only saying the words, that's only 20% of my ability to communicate. So your passion pours out of you, and that, and you just, you almost got to lose yourself in the moment. You know, as cheesy as that sounds.
Wait. That's sounds like 8 Mile. That's But it's true, man, right?
It really is true. Like, you have to live it. You have to believe it with every ounce of your being. Otherwise, people you'll be exposed as a fraud, and you can't lead anybody as a fraud.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because Elisa and I just had this discussion, right? So, there are a lot of people out there who say, "Oh, I'm too old to do this, or I'm too old to do that." And if you, and then people say, "Well, if you believe that, it's true," and it is. But in the simplest terms, the brain believes whatever you tell it. In other words, I'm not saying that if you believe you can fly, that you'll fly, but if you believe you can fly, you will jump off a building to your death. Because your brain is not going to challenge it. When you believe something with every fiber of your being, assuming it's not something stupid like jumping off a building to try to fly, but to achieve a goal, you will achieve it because you believe it.
The brain's ability to motivate you, like, self-motivation starts from within. So, If you believe it, it's going to happen. And I believe that more than anything. So you form habits. Humans are creatures of habits. So if you form, and we talked about this a little bit on the last show, but if you believe positively all the time. Build positive habits where whatever you're doing, you always believe that you can do it. I'm going to do it. And you truly believe. There's a difference between saying it and believing.
Yeah.
And if you truly believe it, positive things are going to happen to you exponentially. And if you think negatively, because what's the difference between a person that's depressed and a person that's not depressed? And I'm not talking, you know.
Yeah, you're not talking about clinical depression.
I'm not talking about clinical depression, seasonal depression, whatever, you know, very minor. Like if you're sad, you know, you're sad about something, you're thinking about something over and over and over again. But if you can break that and start thinking about something positive, doing positive things, then you become more positive. And you can break negative habits, just like you can break any habit,
right.
But it takes time. It takes a certain amount of reps, and you gotta really delve into what you're doing. So, like, if you delve into the whole positive movement, one thing that I do personally, whatever it is, I always make sure I say whatever out loud to somebody. You know, I'm gonna do this. You know, before I finally made the decision that I was gonna enter the professional wrestling world, I told people that I was gonna do it.
Right.
And it made me accountable because I made myself accountable.
You made a commitment.
I made a commitment by physically verbalizing it to somebody. So now that person's like, oh, he's going to do it. So in 3 months, I'm moving to Louisville, Kentucky to start training to become a professional wrestler. And then 3 months comes by and I'm still at home. And it's like, well, now you can no longer take what this guy says. It, you know, it's not worth anything.
But see, okay, so there's a lot of people out there who say they're going to do things. I've learned this the hard way because if people did the things they said they were going to do, there'd be a lot more success in the world. And no number of memes or whatever you call them,
memes
is going to change that. But what happens when, or what's the responsibility of a real friend when someone says, I'm going to do something and the date passes and they never did it? And should we be calling them on and say, hey, I thought you were going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll always call somebody on things.
But some people get pissed off, right?
Right. But at the same time, what happens whether you call somebody out or not, what happens is a little bit of trust and a little bit of a connection is broken.
Right.
And over X amount of time, X amount of, you know, false promises, that relationship will completely deteriorate. And so to me, your word is all that you have.
Right.
And I just, like, I'll always keep my word, or right. I'll do the best to my ability to always keep my word, because I can't say I'm not perfect, you know.
Right.
Nobody's
perfect. Yeah, things get in the way. Right.
Sometimes stuff happens, you know, but I've tried my hardest throughout my entire life to always keep my word. And that kind of motivates me. So I use that. You got to know yourself as well, because what motivates me might not motivate you, and vice versa.
Right.
For everyone that's listening as well. So you got to know yourself. You got to be able to take a step back, do a lot of self-reflecting, find out your strengths, your weaknesses, and use that to your advantage. Use those things against yourself. You got to remember that you're fighting your own self. You're fighting bad habits sometimes that get developed, whether through your childhood, your environment. And sometimes you don't have any control of that to an extent. And then you get to a certain point in your life where your upbringing and your environment that's no longer an excuse. And now you are in control of the vehicle. Your hands are on the wheel. So then you have to learn and learn yourself, learn about yourself, and use those things to your advantage.
What about fear? You told me one time that fear is an amazing motivator.
Yeah,
fear of failure, fear of missing the opportunity, how do you use fear to be a motivational tool?
For me, a lot of people would be like, you're fearless to me because of just the things I'll do, the things, I gave up, a great job opportunity, and I gave up a great job to come to Louisville. You know,
right.
I was making pretty good money and I actually liked what I was doing, but I didn't love it. And it wasn't, it wasn't what I wanted.
So were you afraid that you would get to a point in your life and regret not following this dream, this path?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And so making the decision to give up that job wasn't really, there was no struggle whatsoever.
Right.
It was just, that's what I'm going to do, because when it's all said and done and death comes for you, you've got to be the one that's okay with it.
Right.
and making money and being secure, you know, those things are kind of ideas that are placed upon us through society.
Yeah, like home ownership.
Right. Like people are afraid to fail. Like fear is very powerful motivator, but it also can paralyze you.
Right.
And people, you know, have all of these dreams and passions, but they're so afraid to do it because they're afraid that they're going to fail at it, that they're not going to achieve it. And then they're going to be looked upon as weak or as a failure. And, you know, maybe they're giving up financial stability or whatever it is that they're afraid of losing. They let that paralyze them. And then they get to a point. I've got a couple people in my life that are older people that I talk to who have kind of gotten to that point.
Right.
And like I have I communicate with them and they're like, you know, I admire what you're doing because I'm at a point in my life where I wish I would have done certain things. And I look at that and I'm just like, and there are people that are very near and dear to me.
Right.
So I've always kind of had that, you know, never have any regrets, but then hearing that from them just amplifies that emotion within myself.
You know, when you were saying that, I was thinking, was it you and I that had the discussion that failure is experience once you're successful? Yeah.
This is a quote that I love. Experience is simply the name we give our mistakes.
Yeah, you know? I love that. But if you're so theoretically, if you're not making mistakes, you're not building experience.
You're not putting yourself out there. You're not trying to grow as a person if you're not failing.
Right.
Failure is a necessity to life. And we fear failing because we fear hitting rock bottom and not being able to survive. But you learn that hitting bottom doesn't break you. It rebuilds you.
Once
you fail, that's what you learn. That's the biggest key to failure is you learn that hitting bottom doesn't break you. It rebuilds you. And once you fail and you hit rock bottom, then you are the most dangerous human being on the planet because you know that nothing can break you.
That's so true. And I've actually said it in a different way, but I've looked into the abyss so many times and I've never fallen in. So I'm not worried about looking into the abyss anymore.
I mean, what's failure? You start back over? I mean, big deal.
And see, it's a social construct. So what's the big deal if you have to start back over? If you're worried about what your friends are going to think, what your wife is going to think, forget all that. You're just putting fake pressures on yourself. So you start over. Big deal. They said that, what's his name, Colonel Sanders, had failed at the restaurant business until the last time. He was like in his 70s when he created Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
So what if he would have given up? Now, I'm not saying that Kentucky Fried Chicken is good food.
Right. But he was successful.
That's when he found his success.
All right,
let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with Dan Matha. You will hear his name a lot. I can predict that as he makes his way through professional wrestling. And you can tell by this discussion that he takes this whole process of whatever it is that he's involved with very, very seriously, 100% committed to everything that he does. So we were talking about fear being a motivator, and it made me think about a conversation I had with my good friend Aaron Singerman the other day. Aaron talked about the fact that he was a perpetual procrastinator. And now he runs two multi-million dollar companies. And one of the things that he had to do was break the bad habit of procrastination. And now what he does is everything that comes to him, he handles it immediately. He doesn't put it off. He creates lists and he handles his things, which made me think that when fear comes with procrastination, that's when it freezes you. You must attack things, even though you're afraid, you can't procrastinate. That's the thing that you have to watch out for. What do you think of that?
I believe the longer you wait, the least likely it is that you're going to do whatever it is.
Right.
So the more time that goes by, the more likely you're going to just create excuses and reasons in your head why not to do it, or find a way to just, you know, oh, I'm too busy, or I've got this, or these things are going on. And the next thing you know, it's 10, 15 years later, and you're like, oh. Now it might be too late to do those.
And things. It is a lot of times.
That moment may have passed you by. And a lot of times things come in your life where you've got to grab it right then and there, because opportunity only comes once, which is another cliche, I understand. But cliches are around for a reason.
Reason, right.
And, you know, so I always want to be prepared. So when opportunity comes, I can snatch it. And, you know, a lot of times people may be like, you're lucky. But there's no such thing as luck. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
Right.
And so, you know.
Well, tell the story that you told me during the break. So you had been told that you were going to play in the NFL since you were in eighth grade.
Yeah.
People saw it in you. They knew it.
Yeah. It.
But that scared the hell out of you. You were a young guy. You were like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was – well, looking back – at the time, I didn't know any better, to be honest with you. I wasn't scared. I just was like, I bought into that, which, you know, don't get me wrong. Football is what I wanted to do. Nobody forced that upon me. And going to the NFL was my main goal in life at that time. But being 13, 14 years old and being told you're going to be in the NFL, I look back on it now as a 26-year-old, and I'm like – what are we doing to that guy?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Jesus. And, But, you know, I had my first scholarship, you know, I had my first letter from a Division I school for Michigan when I was in ninth grade. I've had coaches coming in, looking, you know, granted you're not allowed to have coaches come talk to you until you're a
junior, but we know that they do.
There's always ways around everything. I've been being told I was going to be in the NFL since I was in eighth grade. Family members, friends, people, you know, all these people wanted to just all of a sudden were in my life telling me, you know, how great I am and how great I'm going to be. And, you know, my senior year, you know, I'm 2-time All-State. You know, I've got every accolade you can get as an offensive lineman. Essentially, I'm an ESPN top 25 player. It'd be easier for me to tell you the schools I couldn't have went to than the ones I had scholarships to go to.
Right.
I chose the University of Pittsburgh. I get there, I'd have 2 shoulder surgeries just from my labrums being torn or whatever. So that was a setback. I was at Pitt for 3 years. I didn't play one down. I didn't get off the – I was a scout team player for my 3 years there.
That had to be sad for you.
There would be some days where I wouldn't even get reps at practice. People wouldn't even talk to me.
Right.
Didn't even know, like – and – I didn't have like a support system to kind of talk and guide me through things. So that was just a very dark period for me. And it almost broke my will to play football. And the idea that I was a football player was all I ever, that was who I was.
That was your identity.
That was how I was going to get out of the struggle that was my life at that time before football. And that's how I was going to get out and I was going to make it big and have a lot of money and be successful and have a great life. And football was it. And that's all that I was a football player. But the writing was on the wall. I knew before I transferred, because I eventually transferred to IUP, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, a Division II school in Pennsylvania. Obviously. And but the writing was on the wall that I needed to transfer. But it took me probably a year and a half to make that decision.
So you said to yourself, this is not working. I gotta break this cycle. I gotta get out of this school.
Right. But I was afraid. I was afraid to leave. I was afraid to give up that status as a Division I football player. I was afraid that I was gonna go to another school, a Division II school, and then, you know, guys don't go to the NFL at a Division II schools. It's very rare that guys do that.
Right.
So, you know, there was a lot of things that I was afraid to do. And then finally, I had hit bottom, you know, in the football world. And,
like we were just talking about.
And
right?
It was like, well, what do you want to do? Like, do you still want to play football? And like, at one point I was like, no, I don't want to play football anymore. I'm done with this. And then, you know, I took some more time to make the, before I made that decision. And I was like, I just want to play football. So what do I need to do to put myself in that position to be able to do that? And so, you know, I told my coaches I wanted to transfer. They put my release out. And, you know, my offensive line coach at IUP was the first guy that came and met me. And from that moment on, I knew I was going to IUP. I had talked to other schools after that. But I knew I was going to IUP from that moment on. And from there, I played. I was a All-American, you know, up for every accolade or got every accolade in Division II football. And, you know, I went on from there.
So for you, you had to break that cycle. We were talking about that before. You said, you know, you actually ended up with some negative habits.
Yeah.
You know, you were sitting there, you weren't playing, and you were allowing that to continue. For you to break that habit, it took a school transfer.
Yeah. And that was the first step to me breaking negativity, getting negativity out of my life. And
you felt like, and plus you would be at a new school, new people, nobody had any preconceived notions of you, good or bad, and you could leave that dark period behind.
Well, to me, to be honest with you, it was just I wanted to play football. Okay. I just wanted to play. Man, I love the game. I just wanted to play. I wanted to know what it was like to be in a pressure situation. I wanted to be against live competition where it really mattered, and I just wanted to play the game
because
it's a great game, and it, I love it, and I wanted to play it.
Right. You know? Yeah, and then that was the best decision you obviously made. Because from there, you ended up in the NFL.
Yeah, and not even, you know, throw football out the window. I met some people that are going to be, that I know will be in my life for forever.
Right.
By transferring there.
Right.
You know, a lot of things were sacrificed, but a lot more was gained.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that is invaluable.
And that goes to show that when you are afraid of something, if you procrastinate, you could get stuck there for a very long time. You must jump. You must move. Julian Smith wrote a book, and I did a show about it back in 2012 called The Flinch. The book, The Flinch, is a free ebook, a Kindle ebook. You can download it at Amazon.com. The whole premise of the book is learning to flinch forward. So he discusses this concept of the moment that you are faced with the decision, you have the opportunity to flinch backwards or flinch forward. And learning to flinch forward is exactly that. It's a learned trait. And like in the first chapter of the book, he gives an example. And this is what we're talking about, not thinking about it, just taking action. He says, I want you to put this book down, go into your kitchen, take a dish out of your cabinet, and drop it to the floor and break it. Don't think about it. Just go do it. And people read that first chapter thinking, this is stupid. No, it's not stupid. Because if you can go and do that, that's the first step of breaking the habit of flinching backwards. If you sit and think about, well, wait a minute, then I'll only have 10 plates instead of 11. You're already thinking about why you can't do something. Why can't you break a plate? Big deal. You do it by accident and let yourself off the hook and go on. You're doing it now to learn a lesson.
Right.
And I did it. When I first read the book, I went in, I just grabbed the plate and I just dropped it and bang, and I cleaned it up. And I was like, and then you go back and read and he goes, now look at that. How did your life change? Did your life get worse? No, but what happens is you just learned that when faced with something that seems obtuse, impossible, ridiculous, you can flinch forward and just do it and get past it. That one little exercise. And then he talks
you
about
overcome
how.
Overcome a fear.
That's it. And that the book is free. It's on Amazon.com. It's called The Flinch. And I sent it to my kids as I want you to read this book, because learning to flinch forward is what we're talking about. You take fear, you remove procrastination, and you replace it with action, and you are moving towards success now.
Being fearless is not absent of fear. Being fearless is in the face of fear, you overcome and achieve whatever it is that you're trying to do. And I believe that one of the keys to success, one of the keys to happiness, one of the keys to just life in general is overcoming fear. Overcoming every day, you should try and overcome one of your fears.
I think it's a great idea. And again, using examples, finding ways to expect, you know, you said before that, you know, it's about starting out with small tasks and becoming successful with them. And that builds that confidence in yourself. So if there's something that you're afraid of doing right now and you can't figure out why you're afraid of it, maybe you need to flinch forward and get past it so you can start slowly growing and taking on bigger and bigger tasks.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. We're talking with Dan Matha. We're talking about motivation. You know, one of the things that frustrates the hell out of me right now is that if you go on Facebook, somebody is posting a picture of themselves deadlifting, and they create a motivational, what's it called, a meme?
Yeah.
That doesn't motivate people. It really doesn't. In my humble opinion, it's just someone showcasing what they can do. You don't motivate people that way. Motivation, the root word of motivation is motive. A reason for doing something, especially one that is hidden or not obvious. Motivation has to come from within. Otherwise, it's fleeting and it won't really drive your success. What do you think of that?
No, nobody can motivate you other than yourself. Like, so, you know, maybe someone can say some things that are encouraging and maybe they get you going a little bit at a certain time. But if you don't have it from within,
it's not going to last.
Right. I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a drink.
Right.
Type of thing.
But you said something during the break that's really interesting. You said to me, you can remember all of your big losses, but you really don't recall many of your big wins. And I said to you, it's the losses that shape us. It's not the wins that shape us. The win is the objective. It's the goal. But it's the loss that causes corrections that shape us.
Well, I mean, what is defeat? You know, when you look at it, defeat is really an educational experience. You learn what not to do. You learn what you should be doing next time to experience success. But It's the next step into improving. It's the step into being better than you were before. And I've had some losses, some really devastating, like losing, you know, my senior year of college, you know, we're in the semifinals, you know, we're 5 yards away from winning the game, 30 seconds left. We can't get in. We lose. We lose the game by 4 points. Hmm. And
you still feel that, don't you?
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, you still feel it because it's like, man, like you were right there. But in my, you know, I believe there's great honor in defeat. If you gave everything that you have, you worked as hard as you possibly could, and you did everything within your power to win, but you didn't, I mean, hats off to you. Because you gave it all and you lost, but you're still there. You're still pumping. You're still churning your legs.
Okay, so think about this. There's great honor in defeat. Defeat is what brings you closer to success. So I say, no matter what your goal is, if you're a bodybuilder, power lifter, cyclist, whatever, strive to fail. Strive to fail. Literally, find ways to force yourself into situations where you fail, because that is what will shape you into becoming a winner. If you hold back and you're afraid of failure, you will never reach your full potential. Only through failure can you reach your full potential.
Get outside of your comfort zone. People are, I remember in high school, a lot of kids I hung out were athletes. And one of my friends was a really good athlete, but he would only do things that he was good at, things that he knew mm-hmm. he could beat people at. And I've known a lot of people like that. And for me, I was never afraid of, I didn't care. Like, I would do something, and if I wasn't good at it, I'd just keep doing it. If we're playing a game of pickup for basketball, I lost. Let's play again.
Right.
Let's play again. People would be sick and tired of playing me. Whatever it was, like, let's go again. Cause I'm going to keep doing it until I win.
Right.
And, or get good at it or get successful. And I truly believe that it just takes reps over, over, and over again. So failing is a part of, is a repetition. You just keep failing over and over and over and over again, and eventually you're not going to fail.
And then
it'll click.
And if failure shapes you and you are keeping yourself out of situations where you know you will fail, then you are never going to be as great as you can be in whatever it is that you're choosing to be in. You must find situations that you fail at. That's an indication that you are pushing yourself in the right direction. You know, I told you this during the break, but when I was a kid, I boxed with the Police Athletic League in Bed-Stuy. And I remember being afraid to get punched in the face. You can't be a boxer and be afraid to get punched in the face. So I always held back. And I remember very, very, Thomas Torres, I'll never forget him. He was the first kid who walloped me in the face. And I didn't die.
Right.
And once I realized that I was able to get hit in the face, I actually became a very good boxer because right. I wasn't afraid anymore. So I held back from pushing myself into situations where I was going to get hit in the face until it happened one time. And I was like, oh, man,
right.
This isn't so bad. So you must find the areas that you are afraid of. You must flinch forward into those areas. And if you fail, embrace that failure, because that's going to shape you. That's going to make you the greatest version of yourself that you could be.
Yeah, failing is stripping away the inessentials. You got to strip away, and it's an enlightening.
It's very enlightening.
Yeah. You learn a lot about yourself by failure. Failure teaches you things about yourself that you couldn't learn any other way, but you rise stronger and smarter.
Yeah, very, very good. So, okay, let's get back to your career now. This has been, I hope people are getting some good information from this discussion, and you can find the motivation within yourself and not have to look to a Facebook image of somebody doing something that you hope that you can do. Get off Facebook and get out there and find failure. Failure will shape you. What's going on with you? Anything new in the wrestling career that we should know about? When's your first televised match? I'm going to tape it and put it on YouTube.
Right now I've had a little bit of an issue with my licensing, because you have to get a license to wrestle, and somewhere along the way something got lost, so everything's kind of postponed until I get that situated, which I'm hoping should be taken care of by tomorrow or before the week's over.
Is it a state license?
Yeah, it's a state license, Kentucky Wrestling and Boxing Treasury or Authority or something like that. I forget the actual title.
An issue with you. It's just that they didn't have the paperwork.
I got to resend the paperwork in and take care of that. Everything's on hold because I can't do anything.
Is that in Frankfurt?
Yeah, it is in Frankfurt.
Can you drive it out there?
It might be what I have to do.
Yeah.
So
now, also, Dan's going to be up at the Arnold representing Supreme Radio. He's going to be at the Arnold, and he's going to also be at the after party. He won't be hard to miss. or easy to miss, because he's 6'7" and his head is shaved right now.
It's smooth.
And well, it's smooth except where he was benching the other day and came up too fast and skinned his head on the bar, on the knurling of the bar.
I was overzealous.
So what was your what's your training like right now? Are you still training heavy?
Actually, I just changed my routine. I'm doing kind of like a power block periodization. Right now what I'm doing is Monday is my powerlifting day. I'm working up to 90%, but I'm doing full body, which is I'm going to do a squat, a deadlift, bench press up to 90%. Then I do four auxiliary lifts, things that I need to work on or complement, you know, those, you know, primary lifts. And I only do, you know, I'll do sets of four and I'll do no more than six reps. So everything that day is heavy. Then after that, it becomes like a, you know, a regular bodybuilding high hypertrophy phase.
Right.
You know, I'll do back on Tuesday. I'll do chest on Wednesday. I'll do legs and delts on Thursday. And then I'll do chest again on Friday. I'm working every body part three times
wow.
a week because I'm really trying to grow. I'm trying to build muscle mass and hypertrophy just because my whole life I've done a lot of power and strength.
Now, you've got really large upper arms, and I know you don't strive to build upper arm, but I've got your arms look like they're at least 21 inches around.
Yeah, I got pretty – that's just like –
That's pretty – I mean, you got
– Triceps, baby. You want big arms, you build those triceps. Skull crushers, jam presses. Like, I truly believe – and tricep, I mean, when you bench – like if you're benching for power, like you load the bar down with your lats and you're pressing it with your triceps.
Right.
And as an offensive lineman, everything's in close. So if you don't have a strong back and triceps, like just get off the field.
Right. But you also have very long muscle bellies. Like I look at your calves. Your calves go from your ankles to the back of your knees. It's amazing.
Yeah, and that's kind of it's been tough to develop like a lot of mass because I'm so long. But I've been lifting so long, and I've got good genetics. So. But this is the first time I've really been trying to build hypertrophy, build muscle mass, because wrestling, as much as, you know, you've got to be able to be athletic, you also have to be aesthetically, you got to look good.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's certain, you know, I'm trying to build my body in the way that I would like. So I'm taking, you know, frequency and reps are really, my body just eats them up.
Likes that.
Because most of my training for most of my life has been, like I said, power and strength. So, you know, no, really not over five reps.
Right, right. If you have questions for Dan and you want him to answer on a future Matha Motivation Hour, send it to onair@superhumanradio.com. Also, plug your Facebook page again.
Yeah, Dan Matha. You know, you can just find me, Dan Matha.
M-A-T-H-A.
Yeah, M-A-T-H-A, math with an A. That's an easy way to do it. I'm also on Instagram, Dan Matha as well. And then on Twitter, you can find me, Dan Matha. You know, those three social media sites I'm on there. Shoot me some information or whatever you want to talk about. You know, maybe next time we're on here, we'll do like a live tweet type thing. You shoot some questions and I'll answer them as we go.
Absolutely.
Throw some stuff on there because I'm always thinking, I'm always writing, and maybe somebody will spark something that, you know, could turn into a whole nother debate or conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being on the air today.
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right,
pleasure.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about diet, moving towards cancer-specific diets to help people who are suffering, dealing with cancer, and obviously help prevent the development of cancer in those who are prone to it. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl, start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
One of my greatest frustrations about live radio is when people don't supply the right phone numbers. I got your mic open, too, if you want. So, this is a really important discussion. I mean, I really want to do this interview very badly, and I'm not dealing with this very well. But Dr. Bozzetti is in Mexico, I guess. I don't know where he is, to be honest with you. I have a phone number here, and it's not a good phone number. And I just don't know what to do. So here's what I'm doing. I'm going to play a little music for a couple minutes, and I'm going to try to get Dr. Bozzetti on somehow. Stay tuned. I'm sorry about this. I really, really wanted this interview to go through. This is such an important interview, and you have no idea how frustrated I am right now. But we have a bad phone number for our guest, and there's no way for me to get him on the phone. I've tried several variations of the phone number. I added the missing country code, and we just can't get through. I promise you that we will do this interview on a diet moving towards treating cancer as soon as we can get Dr. Bozzetti on the phone. I'm going to go ahead and pull the plug on the show. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget, if you have questions for Dan Matha, send it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we will get him to answer your questions soon. We'll see you tomorrow.